It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. One thing that makes me cry, I mean, to be fair, there's a lot. I think I have the most estrogen in the room here between me, Alex, Liv, and Porkchop, is military homecomings and returns. When families reunite without seeing their loved one for a long time.
Yeah.
Even the one where the dog gets to be reunited with the guy or the girl. I'm like, oh, God, who's chopping onions? Well, here's the thing, Alex. None of us knew about this. I was out at a basketball game. I was at Lawrence Central. The Bears were playing a basketball game. We did something on Friday night, and I'm out there. And then they say, hey, Joe, at halftime, I know you're going to throw some T-shirts, but would you mind doing a military homecoming? I'm like,
yeah.
Excuse me? Like, legit, because we've got to introduce artists before. We get to talk at concerts or different events, New Year's Eve parties. We're in front of thousands of people at a time, and that's nerve-wracking and scary.
Yeah.
Alex, I just was in a high school gymnasium, but holy crap, I got red. Like, I was so nervous.
Well, that's a big deal. You're going to be embedded in somebody's memory like that forever.
It was huge. So they gave me it. Thank God the name was something I could pronounce, because you guys know I'm terrible at it. But I was at the game, and I got to surprise the cheerleader. Her name is Ava Huberts, and her siblings were there, and they got to meet their brother, Seaman Cody Bowman, who has not, by the way, this is crazy, been in the U.S. for 2 years because he's been serving on the USS Ronald Reagan, which is based in Japan.
Wow.
Could you imagine not seeing any family member that you loved to death?
Absolutely not.
For 2 years. So I say this, you'll hear some of this in the audio. The audio is a little bit hard to hear, but listen to the reaction, and we're actually sharing this right now on our Radio Now Facebook page. If you want to go there, we're sharing the video because you have to see the actual reaction, because the way I set it up, I was like, okay, if you could have anything for Christmas, what would you want?
What would you love for Santa to bring?
I don't know.
You have thought of anything, dude? You're losing time. You have to think about it. What about you?
Money.
All right.
So the brother said, I don't know. The one sister said, money. I'm like, well, who doesn't want that?
Money. You can buy anything with money. What about you? What about you, Ava?
So I ask Ava, the cheerleader, and she's the one that loses it. People are going crazy. The brother's coming out. I'm crying as I'm saying.
Were you crying?
I'm like, he's on a rental rig in Japan.
Were you really crying?
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, I'm not afraid to cry. Like, I'm the biggest, like, emotional guy in the world. It just comes to me, and I don't try to hold it back. But, Alex, I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about this video.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm glad that you got to be a part of that. That's really awesome.
And I didn't even know we were going to do it. That's the biggest thing.
That's a Christmas wish that you made come true.
Oh, I'm so honored that I got to be a part of that. And congratulations to Ava and her family being reunited. And once again, thank you to Cody Bowman, Seaman in the Navy, for doing his thing. And every man
Absolutely.
And woman that serves and protects. Especially think about those people this time of year mm-hmm. when they're not with their friends or not with their family. Make sure you're there for them. So see the video. We post it up right now on our Radio Now Facebook page.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, let's treat yourself or maybe somebody else that you love and care about with an Amazon Echo Dot. We'll do that at 833-JOE-ALEX, the number to call now. You want to play the game, try to win, 833-563-2539.